From a sermon by Mrs. E. G. White, Los Angeles, California, September 9, 1905, MS 27, 1906. Sanitarium work in Southern California. We are so thankful that God has opened the way for us to secure such favorable locations for our institutions in Southern California. He brought first to our notice the buildings now occupied by the Fernando School. When someone wrote and told me of the buildings that were offered for sale at such reasonable prices, I replied, "Lose no time in securing the property." The instruction given was obeyed, and for 2 or 3 years a school has been conducted there. God calls upon you to take a greater interest in this school than you have in the past. The Lord has wonderfully opened up the way for us to establish sanitariums. These institutions should be centers of education. They should be conducted by men and women who have the fear of God in their hearts and who can speak words in season, bringing to troubled souls the comfort of the grace of God. This is the work that should be done in every sanitarium. For a long time we have desired to see a work begun in Redlands. Now, in the providence of God, we have come into possession of Loma Linda. This will give us an influence in Redlands and Riverside, enabling us to find openings for the proclamation of present truth. This beautiful property was offered to us at a very low price. It is completely furnished. We have only to take possession. We trust that our people will rally to the support of this institution, that it may not be burdened with a large interest-bearing debt. A reform needed. At this time, when Satan is rallying his forces, shall the people of God lay off the armor and go to sleep? Shall we do nothing, or shall we remember that there is one who says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Many have so little faith in God that he is unable to work for them. Elder Simpson has labored diligently and faithfully in Los Angeles, and the Lord has given him success. But his success would have been far greater had the church rallied to his support and every member been consecrated to God. Some have thought that Elder Simpson should labor for the church. The church members should rather have assisted Elder Simpson by going to their neighbors and telling them of the truth, inviting to attend the meetings. There is now a large number of believers in Los Angeles. Many of these should be fitting themselves to work for the Master, that the truth may go forth as a lamp that burneth. Read the 58th chapter of Isaiah. Read it over many times, and you will receive a deeper impression each time. I have always felt a deep interest in the work in Southern California. For more than 20 years, this part of the state has been represented to me as an important field. Our people should be ready to meet those who come and go and speak to them the words of life. They should scatter the publications containing present truth. The Lord will do great things for those who cooperate with Him. Signed, Ellen G. White.